Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Go with me to 2 Corinthians 10. Now, you've got to search for any kind of fear in your heart, anywhere, anything coming you in fear, and deal with it immediately. Deal with it immediately. Don't let it sit there. You know, again, Brother Hagin said this. He said, I cannot stop the birds from flying over my head, but I can certainly stop them from making a nest in my hair. Right? You know that saying, he said? That's exactly right. I cannot stop the devil from trying to plant bombs in my mind, but I can stop him from having a nest there to rest. You got to say to him, no nest to rest. I'm telling you, you got to get him out of there. Because if you sit there and you let that thought get inside of you and you start mulling it over and you start to meditate on it and you're focusing on it, now your energy is going towards it. And so you can't let the thoughts that he sends to you stay in your head. Amen. You try to put thoughts in Jesus. Jesus said, it's written. You can't tempt me. Remember that? Yes. Three times in the wilderness, he tried to tempt Jesus. Temptation is not a sin. It's mulling it over in your head. You'll eventually end up doing it. And so you've got to get these things out immediately. So when fear comes, when you feel that, it's like it's you all know that feeling, right? Yes. Like in your stomach, it's like something dropped from up here and it's down there now. Vroom. And you feel like there's a lead ball inside you, a bowling ball, but it's a 100-pound bowling ball. You know the feeling? Yes. That feeling of fear, and you feel like almost nervous, and you want to puke sometimes. It's just horrible. It's horrible. You've got to get that out before it gets in. And especially now, these end times, get fear out, because fear is rampant. It's everywhere you look. Look out there. Look online. Look any. It's just the news. It's all boom, 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 boom. And we start worrying about, my concern is for my children and their children. If Jesus tarries, he's coming, what kind of a world are these guys going to be in? But I'm not letting fear get in. I'm letting myself do what the Word of God says. I'm taking to prayer, and I'm decreeing, and I'm declaring, and I'm prophesying how it's going to be in my household. I don't know about your households, but he says, if you dwell in the shadow of the God Most High of the Almighty, he said, don't fear evil by day nor by night, nor the pestilence by the day or anything else. It will not come near you. It'll fall all around you, but it'll not land on you. And I'm choosing to believe the Word of God. I'm not going to get in fear. And we are tempted to. Oh boy, the temptation to fear comes to everybody. But you've got to push it back. You got to push it back. Deal with it immediately. I'm telling you. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. I'm reading from the Voice translation. The weapons of the war we are fighting are not of this world, but are powered by God and effective at tearing down the strongholds erected against his truth. You see, when you're fearing, you're not going to have the money. The truth is, I will supply you every need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your job, not the economy, not the president, not the prime minister. According to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is the truth, correct? We all agree. That's the truth because God spoke it. It's got to be truth. Is that right? And so now when I'm fearing not having the money, that's a thought. And it's become a stronghold because I've been thinking on it too long and it's been programmed into me. I've got to get rid of that thing out of my life quickly. Really? What about, well, I don't know if I'm going to get healed or I'm going to get sick. Did Jesus not say in 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes on my back, you were healed? Matthew 8:17, he took himself upon himself our infirmities. Scripture upon scripture, how we are healed. Well, if that's the truth, he says, we've got to tear down the strongholds erected against his truth. The truth is I'm healed. The fear is you're not. The fear is it's going to come on you. The fear is everybody's getting it. The fear is you stood too close to so-and-so. The fear is they sneezed near you. Yeah, that's how he brings it. And let me tell you something. The truth is you are healed. The truth is God can protect us. He's our rear guard. He's our shield. He's our buckler. right? He's all of that, and yet I allow the lies of the devil to go against his truth. That's why it says here. He says, the weapons of your war that we're fighting, we're in a war. It's not a physical war. I wish it were. That's easier. Actually, this is easier if we just get a hold of it. He says, the weapons of the war we're fighting are not of this world, but are powered by God. Powered by God. He's doing it for us. And effective at tearing down the strongholds erected against his truth. So those two, I've told you there's hundreds of them. You use the word of God to tear down that stronghold. Verse 5. We are demolishing arguments and ideas. Boy, are there arguments and ideas out there. I didn't even watch the debate last night. I said, I'm not even going to be a part of this disgusting thing. I didn't watch it. Not even 1 minute of it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it. I don't care what's going to happen. My life is in Christ. Amen. And I'm praying, Christ, do the right thing through me and you guys so that what happens, happens, but it brings glory to God. Amen. Amen. I would not watch that last night. You can't force me to watch it. Can't force me. Amen. We are demolishing arguments and ideas. Apparently, I heard there was some arguing going on. I don't know about it. I don't know about it. But that's arguments and ideas. You're wrong. No, I'm right. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. I'm right. No, you don't know. You're the like two little school kids in kindergarten slapping each other and pulling their hair. And they want to lead us. I won't watch that stuff. I will not subject my mind, my eyes, my brain to that garbage. You can say all you want, it's garbage. And let me tell you who I vote for. I don't vote for a person. I don't vote for a personality. I vote on the platform. I look at the platform, what they believe. I look at the platform, what they believe. I look at the independents, what they believe. And I go for the one that's closest to God. That's it. That is it. And if you would do likewise, vote the platform. Vote for the platform. That's it. We are demolishing arguments and ideas, every high and mighty philosophy that pits itself against the knowledge of the one true God. Have you heard some philosophical arguments about why it's okay to do certain things, which is totally against God's word? Yes. Look what it says here. We are demolishing arguments and ideas, every high and mighty philosophy that pits itself against the knowledge of the one true God. We are taking prisoners of every thought, every emotion, and subduing them into obedience to the Anointed One. When fear comes, however he brings it, whatever he uses, whoever he speaks through, however it comes, whatever happens in the world, when fear comes, you demolish that thing with the word of God. You say, no, you're not coming in my house. You are not welcome in this house. In fact, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And everything will bow. And everyone will bow to the name of Jesus. A lot of shaking coming. So, you've got to deal with fear immediately or it will cause you to believe and live like it's real. You know what fear truly is? Yes, what fear truly is. Say it out loud, everybody. One, two, three. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. Say it again. One, two, three. It's a liar. It's lying to you about something that hasn't happened that you start imagining is going to happen. It actually becomes real in your brain, so much so that you start expecting it. And what you expect in fear, you're going to attract to you. Come on. See, I'll do this on a Wednesday night because, you know, it's not so easy to do a teaching like this on a Sunday. That's why I'm going to do this, the law of attraction and vibration and all that stuff on Wednesdays. Because it's going to get a little bit deep. But you're deep sheep, right? Yeah. You're the deep sheep. Oh, Lord. And so what you've got to do is you've got to find the scripture that relates to the thing what you're fearing or the fear's trying to come in that area. Find scriptures that go diametrically opposed to that and say, here's the truth, there's the lie. The truth is, I'm healed. The lie is not going to get better. Going to get sick. Lie. Truth, lie. What do you choose to believe? I choose the truth every time. And there's many lies, but there's only one truth. He told a lie. He told the truth. There's lies about finances, about fear, about addictions, about sickness, about all those things in the world. But there's one truth. I'm the Lord, and there is no other. Boy, oh boy. That's why I wish I was on Mount Carmel with Elijah. Oh God, I wish I was there that day. Oh sweet Jesus, I wish I was there. I'm going to ask God to reenact that for me one day. When he was up there with the 480 prophets of Baal, or 450 should I say, prophets of Baal, remember? Yeah. And he said, come on, let's find out who God really is. If your God is God, then we will bow down and worship him. But if my God is God, then you will bow down and worship him. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he says, you call on your God to eat up the sacrifice. Let him consume the sacrifice of these oxen on this altar. And they went crazy in their trance and hooga, 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 stabbing themselves, cutting themselves. Remember all of that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the devil will get you to do crazy things. Crazy, he'll get you to sacrifice your children. I don't talk about America right now. 60 million. The devil will get you to do crazy things. And they were stabbing themselves. The Bible says they were cutting themselves, that the blood was flowing freely. And Elijah was saying, you better call louder. Maybe he's on a potty break and he can't hear you. Those are the words he used. Maybe he's gone to the bathroom. Call louder. I wish I was there. And they did that all day going into the evening. And then when the evening came, he said, get me water. Now, this is in the middle of a drought. I love the dude. I think this guy, would have floated my boat. He says, get me water. And he got water in these big flasks or whatever they were, pots. And he poured it all over the sacrifice. He poured it so much that it fell in the furrow around. The place was floating in water. And he turned around and said, God, I worship you. Do your business and show them. And wow, that thing came up. It lapped all the water up. It consumed the offering, totally gone. And the whole of Israel fell down on their knees and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And I'm telling you, America and all these naysayers are going to fall down on their knees one day and say, the Lord, he is God. You better just hope it's not too late. The Lord, he is God. And then you know what happened to those prophets? Isn't this amazing? Think about this. He then goes and kills his 450 prophets. He did. With a sword. He kills them. And then Jezebel, one woman, says, this time tomorrow, you're going to be like these prophets, dead. Fear. Just came. Boom. He ran. He ran. Remember that? And he hid by the brook Kidron. Remember that? And eventually, he wanted to commit suicide. He was crying to God. And then God fed him with the ravens. First hamburger, bread, and meat. That's where McDonald's got the idea from, I'm sure. Because the ravens brought bread and meat to him and sustained him. And then God sent him to the widow, Zarephath, remember? He got into fear. He just killed 450 people, called down fire. And when you get tired and when you've done a lot of work and you're depleted, the devil will come. Get good rest. I'm telling you, you got to get sleep. You got to get rest. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your temples. Exercise. Eat correctly. Sleep properly. Get stress out. Because when you're weary and you're feeling weaker, remember Jesus, after 40 days of not eating, 40 days and nights, he did not eat. He was now hungry. That's when the enemy came. When you're at your lowest, he's going to come with his worst. So you better take care of yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself. And when fear comes, you just put a stop to it in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Breaking news, this Sunday only, Tony Perkins, Family Research Council's fourth and longest serving